foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview.
Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
Janie, I'm going to start us off today with Psalm 23, and we're just going to stop at verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, David wrote this particular psalm, and he probably wrote in the shepherd field, right?
Yes.
While he was out with the sheep.
All alone, with no one else to visit with, no one else to get a good friendly handshake from, no one else to say, "I don't like what you've said and what you've written," or "what you've written is beautiful."
Well, and maybe even no one to talk to about the sheep. You know, a lot of times we collaborate when we have a job. We have somebody to collaborate with, and we say, "Hey, what do you think about moving over there to those greener pastures," right?
And we have whole departments that get together and each bring their strengths and their weaknesses in their thinking.
Right.
And I'm not sure that the bleeding of the sheep, I don't mean the bleeding like flowing blood, I mean the bleeding like, nah,
meh, oh, okay.
That kind
the
of stuff.
Cry.
The cry, uh-huh. That David got a lot of comfort from it. I do understand that he learned to recognize the cries of those lambs. So let's talk about a little bit about how he learned to know how sheep talk.
Okay.
There's certain character traits that we should bear in mind when we seek to understand this psalm. Every verse, God Almighty had David write a character quality about him.
About the Lord.
About the Lord.
Okay.
Some of them that were mentioned is that he's a provider, he's a healer, he's a comforter. And so in the simplicity of the psalm, the Lord is still giving the depths of who he is as a person.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, but Psalms 23 was what I was required to memorize when I was about 6 years old. Boy, I wish I could have known a little bit of the wisdom
that went along with it.
Yes, but then the good news is the Bible says in Psalms, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." So my whole life has been learning the way of the shepherd in describing who he is in just Psalms 23, not to mentioning every place else.
Right.
And by the way, I do need to make one comment. Many great men of God write many, many books about the Bible, trying to explain the contents of the Bible. But Jesus Christ, God Almighty, Holy Spirit, through men that were given the inspiration, wrote only one book. Jesus Christ wrote only one book. It was the Bible. And it has all the solutions in its 66 different books with every solution that we need to live here while we're on planet Earth. So sometimes we can get a little involved in too many opinions from well-meaning people, whereas if we would just seek the simplicity in the words that Jesus Christ had written, life might be a little more simpler to understand.
Right. Well, I guess that's when the Lord, as our shepherd, might need to break our limb or help us up from being a cast sheep our back.
Yes, but you're saying words that would cause my heart to go, "What do you mean, break a limb?" Well, you know, sometimes we want to go our own way. We don't want to feed in the quiet. We don't want to feed in the green pastures or the quiet waters that we'll talk about. So we just go off and find our own little place to deal with. And the Lord says, "No, You're too precious, and you will not stay with the flock. You will not follow me. And since I love you so much, I'm going to break your leg. Oh, how cruel. No, because then he picks that sheep up and carries it in his arms next to his heart, or he puts it around his neck, and that independent rebellious lamb has to be cared for in everything by the one that allowed the tough circumstances. But Sharon, that sheep learns the love of the great shepherd and will be loyal to that shepherd the rest of its days on earth. So sometimes the lesson we learn is
one of hard knocks, huh?
Yeah.
But it beats being eaten by a wolf or a bear.
Thank you.
Because if you have a wayward lamb, I mean, that's ultimately what's going to happen to them, and a shepherd that doesn't care will leave them out there. Well, they won't stay with the flock and they won't follow me, so what's the big deal? Just let them go.
And can you imagine getting bitten on the nose by a rattlesnake?
Oh.
That results really in death.
Right.
But the Lord's already made provisions for that too. But you said another word, and if we have a little bit of time, just to talk about a cast sheep. Sometimes a sheep doing the right thing, grazing in the pastures, will get off balance and it'll sit down or roll down and then it cannot roll back up. Sometimes the wool is too heavy. Sometimes it just cannot get up. And so its little legs start to stick straight up in the air. It's on its back with all four sticking up straight in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll die very shortly, Sharon, if the shepherd doesn't come and get it back up. Now,
wow.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous place to be. Now, can you imagine a shepherd and you've got 1,000 sheep in your flock, and maybe for some reason the shepherd is trying to find fresh water and doesn't hear the bleating of the lamb because it's cast. Now, I want to give you a thought that is usually not talked about, but
okay,
let's consider it. The shepherd has sheepdogs.
Okay.
Now, the sheepdog helps the shepherd control the whole flock, seeks its protection, helps it get back when it goes astray. But a sheepdog can't get that sheep turned right side up.
Okay. Right.
But the sheepdog can go to the shepherd and give a signal to the shepherd that there's a sheep in trouble.
Wow.
And then the shepherd knows to go to find that sheep.
Okay, so how does that relate to us as lambs?
I'm so glad you asked. I'd hate to spoil this one. We can be sheepdogs without being gossips.
Okay.
So let's just say there's someone in your church or in your public ministry or somewhere in your life and you know they're in trouble. And they have an authority that is really wanting to take care of them. You can go to that authority not with the idea of, I need to tell you something about one of your lambs or your sheep. Pastor or whomever, there's one of the lambs that's in trouble. And I'm not gossiping, but I need the wisdom to let you know so that we can see that this lamb does not perish, that it is built up, not torn down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to come alongside and stand with them because once they even got on their all fours, they're super weak. They've been through a tremendous crisis. And, you know, sometimes when the person gets a prayer answered or they've got an illness and the illness gets over with, okay, well, that's great. Now let's move on. No, we need to stand beside that weakened lamb. Those limbs are going to take a while to get strengthened before it can go frolicking
right
through the lush green fields. All
okay.
right. But many times we have a tendency to abandon our brothers and sisters in not being consistent with following through when we know that they've had a difficulty.
Well, so how do we recognize if we ourselves are cast?
Oh.
Are there some signs that would tell us that I am a cast sheep?
So, Sharon, there's some ways that you can tell when you have the desperation inside of you of giving up because you know you can't go on. You know, we've used some of what we call the D words. When you're desperate, when you're discouraged, when you're in despair, when you're in defeat, when you're in depression, those are all signs that we need help.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
We all need a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
To keep us from being cast.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense then. So we have a responsibility, and it's kind of what we've talked about in the past with being accountable to one another and allowing each other to say, whoa, you're about to jump off that cliff right there or slip over the rocks or get off the path, right?
Yes, but sheepdogs are not, they have an instinct, but they have to have good training. And Sharon, what if they don't have a good shepherd? What if they have been abused by the shepherd that owns them?
Okay.
So they have to have good training. And what better training can we get than out of the Word of God and then asking the Lord to give us whomever to help guide us as we learn to grow in grace and knowledge. And that's where you ask the Lord to give you a Paul or a Peter or one of the people that are committed to helping build up the body of Christ.
Okay.
Because we are one body. Jesus Christ is the head and we are the body. And you know what? A head without a body looks kind of funny, looks a little weird. And a body without a head can't live. We need both.
Right. Okay.
Jesus Christ is the head and the body serving him as the body of Christ.
And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. With resource materials available for the journey, at SharonHearts.org. That's SHARIN Hearts.org.